A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
Thank you. It's 9 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. .org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Let's get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:16 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnelly Brown on this Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here, like I said, virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Major League Baseball yesterday, interleague play, Blue Jays 7 and the Pirates 2. In the American League, Red Sox 10 and the Yankees 5. Tigers 12 and the Twins 11. Cleveland 3 and the Rays zip. The Royals 5 and the White Sox 4. Rangers 8 and the Astros 3. The Orioles 12 and the A's 5. And the Angels 6 and the Mariners 3. Over in the senior circuit, the Nationals 3 and the Giants 1. The Phillies 3 and the Mets 1. Brewers 6 and the Reds 5. That game went 10 innings. Marlins 4 and the Rockies 3. The Cardinals 6 and the Braves 5. Diamondbacks 6 and the Cubbies 2. And the Dodgers 6 and the Padres 3. In that Red Sox game, Nunez went 1 for 5. Scored 2 runs. He's hitting .390 with the Red Sox. Mookie Betts went 2 for 5. Scored 2 runs. Got 2 RBIs. He's hitting .271. Andrew Benintendi brought up the big bat yesterday. Got his 15th and 16th home run. He went 2 for 5, scored 2 runs with 6 RBIs. He's hitting .280. Hanley Ramirez went 1 for 5. He's hitting .253. Moreland, 2 for 5, scored a run. He's hitting .241. Xander Bogaerts went 0 for 4, scored a run. He's hitting .277. Rafael Devers went 2 for 4 with 2 RBIs. He's hitting .327. Christian Vasquez went 1 for 3, scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .280. And Jackie Bradley Jr. went 1 for 3, scored a run, also got a walk. He's hitting .257. Drew Pomeranz went 6 and 2/3 innings for the Red Sox. Gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He has a 3.39 ERA. Gave up a home run in the first inning, and his record is 12 and 4 on the season. Workman came in. He's doing workman work. Can I say that here? He pitched an inning in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Has a 1.66 ERA, as John Farrell said earlier, a couple of weeks ago, when Workman came back and started pitching really well. He said he is like found money. After being out for so long with Tommy John surgery, they didn't know what they were going to be able to get from him. But he's come back, got right back into the groove. And his first year, 3 years ago he did some starting pitching for us. So he's there in case that happens. But right now he's working out of the bullpen and doing yeoman work. One of the third innings yesterday, 1.66 ERA. Scott came in. Pitched an inning, gave up 2 home runs, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3.90 is his ERA. But as the bullpen blew the game the night before, they held on today and gave Pomeranz his 12th victory of the year. Chris Sale is going tonight against the Yankees, so that looks good. We are back to 4.5 games ahead. The Rays lost, so they fell behind. The Blue Jays are still way back, even though they won. And the Orioles are still way back, but they were also won. Maybe I should tell you where they are in the standings, if I can find my standings here. Don't tell me I didn't bring my standings with me. Oh, boy. Well, maybe we'll go to the music and we'll see what I can come up with here. Where is my music? My music machine is not working as normal, so I'll go this one here. Okay, it took me a little longer than I thought, but I did have my stuff with me. Just couldn't find it where I wanted it. Okay, American League East, Red Sox 66 and 50. Yankees 61 and 54, 4.5 games back. Tampa Bay, they lost, making them 59 and 59. They're 8 games back. Baltimore, they won. They're 59 and 58. They jumped ahead of Tampa Bay. They are 8 games back, and Toronto brings up the rear. In the Central Division, the Cleveland is, what did they do yesterday? Cleveland won yesterday. They are 62 and 52. And the Minnesota Twins, they lost, making them 58 and 57, falling 4.5 games behind. Then there's Kansas City, Detroit, and Chicago. West Houston is still running away with it, followed by Seattle, LA, Texas, and Oakland. In the National League, Washington still has a commanding lead in the East over the Marlins. Nationals are 69 and 45, and the Miami Marlins, who are now owned by Derek Jeter and company, they also won. They are 55 and 60, excuse me, followed by the Mets, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. Central Division, Chicago Cubbies were in front, but they lost yesterday, making them 60 and 54. The St. Louis Cardinals are jumping right up there, 60 and 56. They are a half a game behind. Okay. Followed by Milwaukee is still hanging in there. Milwaukee is 60 and 58. 2 games back, followed by Pittsburgh, who's still there. They lost yesterday. They're 3.5 games behind. And then there's Cincinnati. Excuse me. Out west are the L.A. Dodgers, followed by Colorado, Arizona, San Diego, and San Francisco. Okay. 427 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:32 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Donnie Brown, another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's see. Okay, well, before we get off Major League Baseball, let's get back to the Red Sox. Bad news, Dustin Pedroia is still having problems with his left knee. May have to go on the DL. But to me, I would put him on the DL right away. There's no sense horsing around and bring up someone else that could take his place or bring up another pitcher or whatever you feel that you need. Right now, we're in first place. They're trying to catch us. And to be truthful, Nunez is playing so well along with Divas that's giving us the extra, you know, sock at the bat that was missing for so long throughout most of the year. And our pitching has been, you know, fairly solid. Starting pitching has been solid most of the year, and the bullpen has been just as good, except for that blown loss. But that was, you know, to me, the law of averages, more so the Yankees are coming in with a losing streak and we come in with a winning streak. Something's bound to happen. So anyway, I don't fault the bullpen that much. They've been pretty good throughout most of the year, and I don't think there's going to be any slack off as far as that's concerned. They bounced back yesterday, and except for Scott, they did, you know, very good job. So yeah, rest Dustin Pedroia and get him healthy for later on in the season. Hopefully we are in the playoffs. Yeah. Hopefully we are in the playoffs without any problem. Okay, like I said, Derek Jeter bought the, not by himself, formed a group to buy the Miami Marlins Major League Baseball team. I believe that the owner is going to agree, to the sale price. And I don't think there's going to be any problems as far as the league approving the group. So, therefore, hopefully they'll bring some more quality baseball to Miami, because the owners have not been as forthright as you would think they should be with their Marlins fans down there. And they probably want a new stadium also. But, you know, one thing at a time, get the team winning first, and then we'll see where they go from there. What else was I going to say about Major? I had something else I was going to say about Major League Baseball, the Red Sox, or whatever. But right now, it's not in my notes, and so therefore, we'll just move on. 4:35 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. Another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Actually, the August 13th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Time for a public service announcement.
Welcome to Superhero Training Camp. I see some new faces out there. You and the red cape. State your mission.
I'm a beetle buster, sir. I protect America's trees from the Asian longhorn beetle, an invasive insect that's killing the trees in our state.
Do you leap tall trees in a single bound? Stop speeding beetles with your bare hands?
No, sir. I look for the Asian longhorn beetle. It's shiny black with white spots and about 1.5 inches in length with black and white striped antennae that are as long as its body or longer. If I spot it, I report it at beetlebusters.info.
And what's so superhuman about that?
I am protecting our woods, parks, and neighborhoods for future generations, sir.
Then let's go bust some beetles.
You can be a beetle buster, too. Look for the Asian longhorn beetle. If you spot it, report it at beetlebusters.info. For pictures, text the word bug to 39044. Standard text message rates apply. A message from the USDA.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry in a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, one other thing I remembered now that I was going to mention. Aaron Judge has been cooling off ever since the All-Star game. His average is now down to .289. He still has a whole bunch of home runs. But Andrew Benintendi has got his average up to .280. Like I said, he has 16 home runs now on the season. So he may again be in contention. Especially if his average goes beyond that of Judge's for Rookie of the Year. He was the initial favorite to be Rookie of the Year. Judge obviously got off to a fantastic start. And where are his stats if I can find them? What's wrong with me today? It's early in the morning. I guess I can blame it on that. But anyway, Andrew Benintendi has a shot at being the American League Rookie of the Year. I don't have those stats. Sorry. I can't give them to you if I don't have them. So anyway, yeah, but Judge is still, you would say, the prohibitive favorite. They were talking about him being MVP as well. But we'll have to wait and see on that. I am not in favor of a pitcher winning the MVP. You know, the Cy Young Award is the thing that the pitchers can win and become the top in their spot. And then there's also the Fireman Award for relief pitching. Since a player cannot win the Cy Young Award, you know, so why should the pitcher be able to win the MVP? Let's keep it that way. That's the way I like it. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Okay, Pablo Sandoval, if you're interested, went 1-for-4 yesterday in that Giants game, which they lost, and he's hitting .313 since he got back to the Giants. And Yoan Moncada with the White Sox went 0-for-4, struck out 4 times. He's hitting .203. Still having problems with the curveball. 4:38 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back. I'm involved in so many technical things here in the studio. I'm getting to the program. Okay, where are we going next, Donnelly? WNBA. Here we go, WNBA. Connecticut 96, Dallas 88, Washington 100, Indiana 80, San Antonio 84, Atlanta 68, and Seattle 98, Phoenix 89. In that game, Thomas got 21 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 assists. Jones got 19 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and 5 blocks. Strickland got 15 points and 2 steals. Bentley got 12 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Williams got 19 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Tuck is back after some knee problems. She got 2 points and a rebound. Bantam got 2 points and a rebound. And Jay Thomas got 6 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And I believe that the Connecticut Sun are in first place in their Eastern Conference with a 17-9 record. And Washington is in second place, 16-10. They're a game behind, followed by New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and Indiana. In the Western Conference, Minnesota has clinched it. They're 21-4, followed by LA, 19-7. And Phoenix, they lost yesterday, making them 14-13. Dallas lost, they're 13-16. Seattle won, they are 11-16. And San Antonio, they also won, they are 7-22. Worst record in the league. So, yeah, the Connecticut Sun are rolling right along, and so therefore, you know, we may have a potential champion down there. Although Phoenix looks like they're set to repeat again. 4:46 here on WFO in Medford. Did I give you the weather? No, I didn't give you the weather. The weather's coming up later on in the program. I didn't give you the temperature. Outside our studio right now is 71 degrees. That weather update will be coming your way along sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise program, and I know that because I host that program as well. So there, about that for some inside information. 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the PGA. PGA. When Spieth won the British Open, they were thinking that maybe he's climbing up top of leaderboard as far as being the best male golfer. Not so in the PGA. Kisner is 7-under going into the final round today. Stroud is 6-under. Matsuyama is 6-under. Thomas is 5-under. Oosthuizen is 5-under. And there's a whole bunch of other people before you get to Spieth who is +3. So he he needs to get 11 to catch up with Kisner. And McIlroy is 4-over. So he needs 12 to catch up there. So they aren't. You see, what happened when Tiger Woods came along? He was like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and Sammy Snead before them. They don't come along that often. And so, therefore, to expect someone now is going to jump into their shoes right away ain't happening. Maybe there is somebody out there who's ready to, at some future date, to jump up and to be the number one golfer. And same thing on the women's side also. There isn't a tremendous woman golfer who's dominating either. So, therefore, hey, you go with the flow, and it's such a difficult game from what I understand, since I don't play it, never played it. One of my most frustrating nights was going to a driving range with a friend of mine, and finding out I couldn't even hit the ball straight. That was really a shock. The ball right there on the ground in front of me, and I couldn't hit it straight no matter what I tried. No matter how much I put into it, I just cannot get that thing to go. I couldn't get it to go for distance, and I couldn't get it to go straight either. So, hey, and that was my one and only time with the golf range, I guess it was driving range or whatever. Okay, 4:49 here, so I take my hat off to those guys who can do it consistently and do it well. And someone asked me a while back, I don't know why, I don't know, if they thought that Tiger Woods would ever come back to, I guess the question is, Tiger Woods ever going to get healthy? Never mind getting back to, being a top golfer, I don't know. Guys like Vijay Singh and Mickelson are still playing, so, you know, hey, who knows? If he can maintain his health, he might be able to get back to, who knows, some level of acclaim, but it's not going to be that easy. Okay, 4:50 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio and YouTube, and I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, August the 13th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m., and if you want to get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, last 10 minutes, let's go to the National Football League. I don't put too much stock in preseason baseball games or spring, do they call it spring training? Or preseason football games, because, you know, in the Patriots game, for example, none of the major players, you know, played. So what can you gain from that? You gain the fact that maybe some young guy trying to make the club, you know, an undrafted free agent or a rookie or whatever, you know, may have an outstanding game. But overall, you can't get too much as how what the team is going to do. You maybe pick up on some guys that you said might make the club and might can make them better or whatever. But as far as the team is concerned, so I don't give scores as far as preseason or exhibition or whatever. But I will talk about the team. I think overall, we can say that Garoppolo, everybody was moaning and groaning about Garoppolo in the spring practices, the OTAs and all the other things. He was erratic and this and that and the other. But hey, you know, he showed that he can throw the ball. And even when he's throwing the ball to no names, he can do a very good job. For example, he went 22 out of 28 for 235 yards and no interceptions. Brissett went 8 for 13 for 88 yards. The problem with the game was that was primarily, I think, on the defensive end, where they gave three, you know, very large plays to Jacksonville, who weren't playing their top players either, and so therefore you can say Jacksonville's scrubs are better than our scrubs, so what? For that one game, anyway. Naturally, Bill Belichick is never going to be happy about a loss. And so therefore, you know, his response was that there's a lot to improve. Obviously, that's true. You know, how many of these guys are going to be around to make the ball club, that's even questionable. But anyway, if he sees a lot to improve, let's improve. Dietrich Wise came out with a concussion, and so therefore that could be a setback, because he looked like he was going to have some impact, if not as a starter, you know, in the rotation on the defensive side of the ball. McAllister may have shot ahead into the third spot for a tight end. He had a pretty good game for himself. I don't put too much in the fact that where's I'm looking for McAllister here. Hollister, rather. Hollister. Hollister caught 7 passes for 116 yards. May caught 6 passes for 34 yards. Carr caught 5 passes for 44 yards and a touchdown. Lewis played. And some people say, well, Lewis may be on the bubble. I don't think so. I think, the fact that White played so well last year doesn't mean that Lewis is going to be out. Lewis is coming back from a knee injury. And you can't have too many running backs. Gillislee is out. So we don't know what he's going to do. Burkhead looked fairly good, you know. But here again, like I said, you can't put too much. How good are they going to be when they're in against the number one players on the other team? That's the main question. So overall, I think it was, an interesting game, but not much that you can gain from it as far as how well is the team going to go. I think I said last week with the injury to Tannehill, it looks like the Patriots have the Eastern Division all wrapped up. The Miami Dolphins seem to be their main contender. The Jets are going nowhere fast, and Buffalo seems like they cut the cord too. They traded Sammy Watkins. And they traded Ronald Darby, who were starters. And they acquired Jordan Matthews from Philadelphia and E.J. Gaines from the Rams. So we'll see if that's a benefit or not. I was interested in seeing whether the Miami Dolphins were going to go and sign Colin Kaepernick. He's still out there looking for a job. And instead they went for Jay Cutler. So it'll be interesting to see whether, first of all, has he recovered from his arm shoulder injury of last year? I don't know. But I guess they figure he was less of a problem. But that doesn't mean that he's going to make them a better ball club than Kaepernick would. Anyway, Ezekiel Elliott has been suspended for 6 games by the league. So Dallas is going to be out, although he has a chance to appeal. But you figure 6 games for some kind of abuse against his girlfriend, has to be a fairly normal amount of time since you consider they gave Tom Brady 4 games for allegedly deflating footballs. So, hey. I like what Dwayne Allen said that in that game. He was playing for the Colts at the time. He said they could have been throwing bars of soap around. They still would have beaten us. Yeah, I like that one. 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports again from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in that sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-9636 or WMFO, whichever you prefer. Okay, same number. All right, Sounds of Praise is coming your way next here on WMFO. I host that program as well, and we are featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. Stay tuned for that, and have a great day today.